we're getting into the Purim spirit a little bit, so I figured I would do a topic that relates to recent Avyomi, because that's the first criteria, and also in some way or another relates to Purim. The Gemara in Ksubas and Avyuram and Beis tells us, Amarav achal tamarim al yara, that if a person has eaten dates, he should not paskin. Apparently dates have some sort of intoxicating effect on a person, and because of that, you can't paskin if your mind isn't clear because you've eaten dates. I was just talking in yeshiva today, we gave a shir on davening when intoxicated. I remember once I had my Talmidim over for Purim Suda, my older Talmidim, the high school Talmidim aren't allowed to come to the house in Purim, but for the Purim Suda, they're allowed to come earlier, but the older Talmidim, and we had some wine at the Suda, nothing crazy, and then we came to Davin Mariv in the shul, and the boy who is the Shliach Tzibur said to me right before Mariv, he said, "Can I say Chazar Sashat of Yom Kippur?" He's assuming he's saying Chazar Sashat, that's Aleph, and it's Mariv, then I realized, wait, maybe he shouldn't be davening. So that's a whole topic, whether someone who's drunk can be davening, whether someone who's intoxicated should be davening, but that's a different topic. I want to talk about today whether someone who's intoxicated should be paskening. A lot of times this will happen. I don't drink much, as many of you may know. I'm not. It's a dry shul and it's a pretty dry rabbi, so I don't drink all that much. But on Friday night I use wine for kiddush. I don't use grape juice for kiddush. I use wine for kiddush, and I happen to like the taste of real wine, you know, better than the candy wines, better than the 5% alcohol wine. But I can't hold anything, so I drink a glass of kiddush wine and a becher of kiddush wine, and I'm already, you know, floating a little bit. So and very often there'll be a knock on the door in the middle of the Friday night meal. And someone will come with a shaila. Something happened, the crock pot got unplugged, or something, I don't know, there's always all sorts of different things that come up in the middle of the Friday night meal. Someone, once we were away for Shabbos, and someone stayed in our house for Shabbos, and they couldn't believe how many knocks they got on the door. And normally we don't get that, but normally we don't get any. We get one, maybe, you know, it's not, but sometimes my chavrusa's wife is a doctor, so he's a rabbi, she's Rabbi Razum's wife is a doctor. So he said, every time there's a knock on the door on Friday night, they have a little bet. Is it for me or is it for you? Who's it for? So I would imagine the doctors get more than the rabbis do. But either way, if someone is going to come on Friday night, they're going to come with a shayla, and I just had my kiddush wine, so am I allowed to deal with the shayla? Am I allowed to paskin? So this may be less interesting to you, but it's a very interesting topic for me, because it's very nogei lemaisa, whether you can paskin these types of cases. So the Gemara says, but it's not the only Gemara in Shas that talks about being somewhat intoxicated. It's interesting that dates are assumed to cause intoxication. Dates are apparently not only something that Talmidei Chachamim are compared to, which is interesting because Torah is also compared to Yayin, so apparently Torah is somehow associated with those things that intoxicate or that give a person a certain heightened level of simcha or some that change the personality. Torah is also compared to mayim, which is the blandest of all drinks, just basic nourishment. So it's there's definitely a lot of meaning to that as well. But dates are something that are assumed to intoxicate. But the Gemara talks about yayin as well. The Gemara in Masech Zerev and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Vidom Shmuel, Shasa Revius Yayin Al Yara. So over here, the Gemara does a little more for us, because it not only tells us if you have something intoxicating, it tells us how much. Revius Yayin. If you have just a Revius of wine. So how much is a Revius? Well, it depends what Shir, Krachna, or Chazanish. But whatever it is, it's a glass of wine. It's not that much. It's 4 ounces, 5 ounces at most. Of a 5.3, I think, is the chazanish, whatever it is, 5.1, something like that. It's not that much wine. You drink a revius of yayin, al yara, a person shouldn't paskin. So I'm Rav Nachman says, lo mal yahashmait, I disagree. Da ha'anan kol kamadul shasinu reviasa dechamra, lo tzila datai. He says, I can't think straight until I drink a revius of wine. That clears my mind. It enables me to think about things in a more clear way. Now, it's interesting, the Rif's Girsa and this Gemara is not Shasa Revius Yayin Al Yara, but it's Shasa Revius Yayin Al Yispalel. That if a person drinks a revius of yayin, that he shouldn't daven. And the rest of the Gemara is really about tefillah. It's about davening after drinking. But the Balei HaTosos defend the Girsa that we have, and the Balei HaTosos leave it as if you drink a revius of yayin, you don't paskin. Then there's a third Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Yayin my time alo, Amar Vach Barchanina Amar Kra, V'la Roznim Is Shechar, Ha'oskim Barazah Shalolam al yishtakru, that if a person is dealing with the raza shalolam, a person is dealing with the secrets of the world, a person is dealing with weighty matters, then he shouldn't be drunk. So we have not to be intoxicated by dates, that not to paskin when you have a revius of yayin, and when dealing with very heavy issues, a person shouldn't be drunk. And then we have a fourth Gemara, a Gemara Maseches Krisus. The Gemara Maseches Krisus, Rav Elazar, Tan Rabbanan, Yayin v'shecher al teisht, yachal afilu kol shu. Now this is not talking about drinking wine and paskening, this is talking about drinking wine and going into the Beis HaMikdash. It's nisadar raisa for a person who has drunk wine to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So yachal afilu kol shu, I might think that even if it's a tiny amount of wine, afilu megiso, even if it's grape juice, if it's not even fermented, tamalomar v'shecher. Only if it's the kind of wine that will make you drunk, and it's enough wine to make you drunk, that's where it's asir. The kama kedei l'shaker, revius yayin ben mem yom. It has to be a revius, so there's that number again, a revius of wine, and it has to be 40-day-old wine. I mean, it has to have had time to ferment, 40 days. Imkein matam lomer yayin, so why does it say yayin? Lomer l'chashu musar v'lav kolshu, umusar v'lav megiso. Yayin, even the tiniest amount, you're going to be chayiv on. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yayin in the Ali Yayin Shar Meshachar Minayin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I would only know wine. How do I know that other things that cause you to become intoxicated are also included? Tamal Amar V'Shechar. That's why it says V'Shechar. We came out Tamal Amar Yayin. Why does it say Yayin then? Ala Yayin B'Misa V'Al Shar Mashkin V'Asara. So very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda says that there are lots of things that could get you drunk. Wine can get a person drunk, and whiskey can get a person drunk, and all sorts of beer can get a person drunk, and all of them are asr to drink before you go into the Beis HaMikdash, but there are different levels of isr. The yayin is considered to be a higher level of isr. Now, I was never able to figure out why exactly that should be the case. Meaning, there's definite, in poskim and in gemaras and rishonim, a definite distinction is drawn between shar mashkim and yayin, not only with regard to the chashivus of the drink, which makes plenty of sense that there will be a difference in terms of the chashivus of the drink, certainly in terms of what you're going to use for a koshal bracha, for kiddush, or for something like that, it makes sense you should only be able to use the most chashiv drink, and chamar medina is a significant bidiyeved, it's if you can't use yayin, it's like Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, where someone asked about using whatever it was, I don't remember what type of beer or something, for Avdol, and Rav Moshe said, where do you live that you don't have wine? Meaning it's only Chamar Medinas if you don't have wine. If you have wine, then you use wine for whatever Koshal Brachin. And that level makes sense. But even when it talks about those things that you can't do when you're intoxicated, there's a clear distinction between wine and other drinks. Now, it may not be across the board. There are lots of things you can't do when you're intoxicated in different levels. Davening, Nesias Kapayim, Paskening, going into the Beis HaMikdash. So some of those halachos may apply to more than just wine, some of them may be just wine, but the very idea that there would even be a distinction is somewhat of a chiddush to me, but it's clear in Gemaras and Poskim. Rav Elazar Amar Yayin Al Teish V'Shechar Al Tishteu Kedarach Shechruso, that the way to read the pasuk is Yayin Al Teish V'Shechar, don't drink wine in a way that will make you shikar. Ha'im Hivsik Bo Onas L'Tocho Mayim Kol Shud Pater. But if you drink slowly, you pause in the drinking, you don't drink it all at once, or you put some water into it, then you're potter. So Mike, please, what are they arguing about? So the Gemara goes on to discuss what they're arguing about. Then a little bit later on, Amr of Yehuda, Baruch Hosaya, Halacha Krabi Eliezer, Vikari Rav Alei Rav Lezer, Tovina de Chachini, that we paskin like Rav Lezer, that you're not allowed to drink wine, Derech Shechruso. So that's the Gemara in Maseches Krisos. Now, the Tosos and Ksubis on the spot in Daf Yom Beis, in the bottom of the bottom Tosos and Maseches Ksubis and Yom Beis, says it says in Ksubis, you're not allowed to paskin when you eat dates. Oh, the Gemara in Krisus then goes on to say about paskining as well, right? Ulahoro Zuhara goes on to say, and so you're not allowed to paskin on when one is drunk either. So Tosos says, but wait a second, Vim Tamer the Paragimel the Krisus. The brisa that we just saw had a machlokas. Is it only wine that you're chayav for, or even shar meshakrin? Rabbi Yehuda said, even other drinks. Rabbi Elazar said, no, only wine when drunk in a way that will make you shikr. But if it's other drinks, then you're not going to be chayav. It's only wine that you're going to be chayiv on. So ask Tosfos, I don't understand. If we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, that other drinks are okay. The only intoxicating thing you're not allowed to have before you paskin is wine, then how come the Gemara in Ksuba says that when you eat dates, you're not allowed to paskin? Dates are certainly not wine. They would at most have a din of other types of intoxicating drinks. So that's the kasha Tosfos, and it's a kasha all the Rishonim are bothered by. So Tosfos suggests in Ksuvas, V'yesh Lomar, he says there's a difference between bias migdash and paskening. That when it comes to paskening, even sharma shakrim, when it comes to bias migdash, only yayin. And he says he has a raya from a gemara maseches pechoros, whatever it is, but that's his chilik. His chilik is bias migdash versus psak halacha. Psak halacha, no matter what's clouding your judgment, you're not allowed to paskin when intoxicated. But bias migdash is only yayin. I don't know what the svara is. I'm open to suggestions of why bias mikdash should only be a din in yayin and should not be a din in anything else. I can't imagine. It would seem that the violation is one of mora mikdash, that it's there's supposed to be a sense there should be a certain tension when a person goes into the base of mikdash. It shouldn't be a laid back, relaxed atmosphere. That's where in the mikdash we have the heightened emphasis on Yira, whereas outside of the base of Mikdash it could be that Ahava is a more prominent emotion than Yira is, but in the base of Mikdash Yira is more prominent. So I don't care how you're drunk, I would think it would be just as bad, yeah?
By the Mishkan it says Aaron, Yain B'Sheikh Aral Teish.
No, but they're arguing how to darshan that pasuk. Meaning, does yayin v'sheikh? Right. So the way those who say it's only yayin, Rabbi Lazar says only yayin, says yayin v'sheikh al teisht is al tashteu kiderech shechruso. Don't drink yayin biderech shechrus. So it just means you could drink yayin. I just realized I never called you. I gave you a phone call. Okay, we'll talk after. So we could drink yayin biderech shechruso. So meaning that's what it's saying you can't do. But it's not about Sheikhar. So the sugya increases is arguing about how to read that pasuk. That's what the whole machlok is about. But I don't know. I don't understand why it should be different. But that's the chiluk that Tosfos makes. Then maybe it's a different thing when you paskin than when you go into the Beis HaMikdash. And again, I could see why they're different ideas. Going into the Beis HaMikdash is an issue of mora versus paskining is just an issue of clarity of thought. So it makes sense that that no matter how you're drunk, you don't have the same clarity of thought when you're paskening if you're intoxicated no matter which way. Maybe yayin, gives a person more, it doesn't only intoxicate you, but gives a person more simcha, and therefore makes you feel a little more laid back, whereas other drinks have more of an intense kind of impact. But I don't know, that may be more of a social thing, just how it feels than the reality. But I'm not sure. Again, open to suggestions. I'm not really sure. But that's the chiluk that Tosfos makes over here. Tosfos and Krisus also is bothered by the kasha. Tosfos and Krisus daf Yud Gimel when it says Halach Rav Lazar Vim Tomer Va'amar Rav Achol Tamar Mal Yara. Ask the kasha that it says in Ksuvus otherwise. Says in Yishlomer Tahasa Midrabanan Av Menatora Yayin Dafka. He says when the Gemara in Ksuvus says that you can't paskin when you drink when you eat tamarim. That's some that it didn't meet Rabbanon. On a Daraisa level, it's only Yayin. On a Daraisa level, only wine. Now, again, it needs Svara. Why Midaraisa? It shouldn't apply to other things. But if that's what the Torah says, Yayin v'derech shichrus is the only answer. So that's what the Torah says. And then it's very mistaver that the Rabbanon would add to that other Sharm Shakram as well. So it would turn out, according to Tosfos Maseches Krisus, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash when you're drunk on beer or on whiskey or something like that, it's an Isser Midrabanan. According to Tosfos Ksuvus, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash drunk on beer or whiskey, it's not any Isser at all. By Mikdash, there's no such problem. The Rambam seems to have a third approach. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Hayashikr Mishar Mashkin HaMashachrin, Asali kanis the mikdash, v'im nichnas va'avad v'hu shikr mishar mashkin hamashachrin, afilu min hachala v'min advela, hareza loka v'avodasa k'shera, she'ein chayav misa ela al hayayin b'shas avoda, v'ein mechala l'avoda ela shikr min hayayin. Rambam says that there are two levels over here. There's what you're not allowed to do, and then there's what's going to be mechala l'yir avoda, what's going to make the avoda not even kosher. And those are two different things. What's mechala the avoda, and what you're not allowed to do. For example, we have there's a sugya in Maseches Makos that discusses what if you have a case, and this comes up halacha l'maisa, unfortunately, sometimes in a different context, not in the avoda context, obviously. What if you have a case the Gemara Makos talks about? It's in the second paragraph of Makos where it's all about Ari Miklat, so Elu Hein HaGolim. So it says, what if you have a case where we know when the Kohen Gadol dies, the guy gets free, goes out of the Ari Miklat. What if the case there are people in the Ari Miklat, they're waiting for the Kohen Gadol to die, and the Kohen Gadol doesn't die, but he discovers that he's a Cholah. He discovers he's not really coming. His mother was a Grusha when he was conceived, and he's not really coming. So what do we do with that? What do we do about, is that called Mesa Kahuna? That is, Kahuna Gedola died, even though he's still alive? Or do we say Bata Kahuna? There never was a Kohen Gadol because he was never a Kohen. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa that talks about, and is quoted a few places in Shas and Pesachim and other places as well, that talks about, what if you have a Kohen that's been doing Avoda? And he finds out that he's a Chala. So what do we say about his Avoda? This is Machlokas Tanayim. Now, you could say that his Avoda... how could you argue that his avoda from in the past that he's done is kosher? He's a chalal. He never was a kohen. How could you argue that it was kosher? Because maybe the din chalalos, the din of being a chalal, doesn't necessarily passel the avoda. Maybe it makes it that he's not allowed to do the avoda. Maybe if he's doing it b'mezid, doing avoda as a chalal b'mezid passels the avoda. That avera would passel the avoda. But it's not necessarily mechalal the avoda. Maybe the avoda is good. Was it an avera? Yes. It was an avera b'shogeg or ba'onas or whatever it was, not knowing what he was. But the avoda is still avoda. So it was still a kasher avoda. Not every time you're doing something wrong is it going to be mechalal the avoda. It's similar like the Gemara discusses in Tamura Dav Dalid. Milsa Dama Rachman Allah Savad. Yavid Mahani or Yavid Lo Mahani. Do when we say that you can't do something, does it mean you can't do something, or does it mean you may not do something? When the Torah says don't do something, does that mean we are taking away your ability to accomplish it? So it could be that when the Torah says, the way the Rambam understands, when the Torah says you're not allowed to be drunk when you're doing the avoda, so if it's sharmashkin, so then hareza loka, he says you get malkus, which tells you that we're not dealing with the din drabanan over here. Loka, he doesn't say Makas Mardos. He says Loka. So Areza Loka means you violated Nisida Raisa, but Avodas Ukshera. The Avoda at least is going to be kosher if he's drunk with other things. But Yayin, then the Avoda is going to be Niskalal as well if he's Shikr Min Yayin, if it's wine that has affected him. So then you can understand very well, it's not a stira at all. When Tosa says, meaning Tosos was bothered by this kasha, that the Gemara in Krisa says that it applies to only wine, that Nichlas and Migdash is the only problem with wine, and we paskin like Rav Lazar, and the Gemara in Ksuva says that for paskining, even Shar Mashkin, the Rambam would say, yeah, when the Gemara in Krisa says it's only wine, it means you're only going to be Mechal the Avoda with wine. Otherwise, it's not going to be Mechal the Avoda. But it's still a problem on a Daraisa level. And therefore, for paskening also, it's still a problem on a Daraisa level when you're drinking other things that cause a person to become shikr. So those are the approaches that we find in Rishonim about what to do with this stira in the two Gemaras. But paskening is such a broad, it's a word that can mean so many different things. And it means a lot of different things to different people. You know, someone could ask, am I allowed to kill someone? So I paskin, no. Lo sirtzach. It says you're not allowed to kill someone. So that's a psak halacha, but that's a pretty fundamental, you know, low-level psak halacha. Someone, I was just at a chasna last week, and I was sitting next to Rabbi Elchanan Adler, and he was telling me that he was looking into brain technology, that they have a new thing, which it's not popular yet, or if it ever will be, where apparently there's just like for people who have prosthetic limbs, they are able to wire the brains in such a way where the brain could talk to the limb and make the and he could lift his arm and do all sorts of things. So they figured, why can't we do that remotely also? Meaning without having the limb attached to the body, so they're working on the technology where you can do it remotely, like where you can walk into a room, think about the lights turning on and the lights will turn on. Or think about the lights turning off and the lights turn on. And he said, it's a fascinating fascinating idea. I went online to try to research it, and I came across an article where someone comments, am I going to have to wear a tinfoil hat to stop some hacker from flushing my toilets? So you got to think through all the...
Literal
malachs machshavas. Right, exactly. So he was trying to work through what are the makoros that would, so like something like that. My first question then was, did the Gedolim write anything about this yet? Did Rav Asher Weiss write something on this yet? Did Rabbi Bleich have something to say about this yet? You know, the people who talk about these things, the people who deal with it, did they have what to say? So he said, not yet. They haven't written anything on it yet. But that's a Psak Halacha, but now we're talking, you know, way in a different stratosphere of Psak Halacha. And then even within the same degree of difficulty of Psak, there's Psak in Dinei Isser V'Heter, there's Psak in Dinei Mamonis, and are those the same? In the Dinei Mamonis case, you have two people against each other, I'm trying to decide who's right, who's wrong. Is that the same as Isser V'Heter? It's paskening whether something is Asr Mutter to do on Shabbos, or Dinei Nefashos. So how do we define Al Yora when we say that you're not allowed to paskin if a person has drunk something? So the Tosos in Masech Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Beis, Tosos writes in source number 9, Ha'oskim Barazah Shalalam, Hainu Dinei Nefashos. Well, what do the Gemara and Sanhedrin say? When you're dealing with the really weighty matters, you shouldn't be drunk. So what does that mean? What are the really weighty matters? That's Dinei Nefashos. Avalo Dinei Mamonos. But Dinei Mamonos is not a problem. And he says, what about the Gemara in Erevin, Shasa Revius Yayin Al Yora? Isser V'Heter. So it turns out, according to Tosos, Isser V'Heter, you're not allowed, any Yora Dei Shaila, you're not allowed to paskin when you're drunk. Dinei Nefashos, definitely not. It's you're dealing with something way too serious and way too intense. Dinei Mamonos, no big deal. Dinei Mamonos, you can paskin even when you're drunk. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Zayin, Sif Hei, so Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Omrim D'Shesuya Yayin Mutarim Ladun Dinei Mamonos, that's Tosfos, and some say that people who have drunk wine are allowed to be done Dinei Mamonos. Now, the rest of the Si'if is not really about this, but if the Tumim discusses this in some detail. Why the difference? Why the difference between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos? Now, on the one hand, okay, Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos, I get the difference, because Dinei Nefashos is a person's life, and we're always going to say that when a person's life is at stake, that's a more serious matter than anything. But why is Dinei Mamonos a less serious matter than Isser V'Heter? So one possibility is, by Dinei Mamonos, worse comes to worse. If I get it wrong, we'll reverse it, so he'll pay it back. It's annoying, it's frustrating. They told me I won the case yesterday, now I have to... But if worse comes to worse, you could pay it back. So nothing is final in Dinei Mamonos. But you're going to don an Isser V'Heter Shaila, and then it's going to be too late. So that's one possibility. There's something else, though, about Dinei Mamonos that the Tumim points out. The Tumim I put in the back of the pack at the very end. But I don't know if we're going to have time to read everything inside, but the Tumim points out, he quotes this Tosos in Masech Sanhedrin, says, V'tzorach iyun, derayas ha-Tosos ein raya brura kol kach listor divrei ha-medrash, because, the Medrash in Parshas Nasa says, shasur v'yis yayin al yora, shasur v'yis yayin al yodun. The Medrash says both, that you don't paskin nisav heter and al yodun. You shouldn't be a dayan either. When you drink a Revius Yayin. In fact, this Medrash is the complete Lashon of the Medrash, I think I have it somewhere here in the packet, tells us about Shlomo HaMelech. Is it somewhere here in the packet? Yeah, Bamidbar Rabbah, yes, verse number 12. Misha kol razei olam gluyim lo yishta yayin v'yishtaker. Tishta yayin v'tishna din kol b'nei oni tizke esachai v'tchai v'sazakai. Mikan omru dain shasasur v'yis yayin. There's a lot of titles here. Al yodun v'chein chachem shasur v'yis yayin al yor. It says both lashonos, not to dan dinei mamonos, and also not to paskin isser v'heter. So Tosfos says, no, it's only about isser v'heter, but dinei mamonos is not a problem. So he says, in Tosfos raya, that the pasuk l'rozum mishechar, oskum b'rozum shalom ha'ishtakru, that it's only talking about dinei nefashos, because those are the only things that are the secrets of the world, that are the weighty matters of the universe. He says that's not necessarily true, because he says umizay in raya the vada b'dinei mamonos he molin din the yachal achar kach lishtos yayin the kodem sheigmar adin lemachar bein kach yesar yeno me'alav the yisyashe b'dino. Aval b'dinu nefashas shayamelim din ad l'machar u'mikal makom lo yirashon b'yom ha'lishtos yayin af dekodem gemar din yeyenem sarme aleihem mikal makom lo roilem asiyach daitem rega echad mila'ayin b'mil salalai yimtzelo zchus. He says maybe the difference is as follows. When it comes to dinim mamonos, you're not allowed to drink right before you paskin, but a court case takes time. There's, you know, we hear the testimony today, and then, you know, we'll re-adjourn tomorrow, you know, we'll get back together tomorrow, and we'll have a gemar din tomorrow, but I don't need to be thinking about it 24 hours a day. If I'm a dayan in dinim mamonos, I'll go home that night, I'll have dinner, I'll drink a little wine at dinner, I'll forget about the case, I'll wake up in the morning, I'll go back to the Beis Din, I'll think about the case again. He says, that's acceptable for Dine Mamonis. But for Dine Nefashos, that's not acceptable. For Dine Nefashos, it has to consume the Dayan. When it comes to Dine Nefashos, he has to be consumed by the case. So, Kach lo yushosim yayin leval bel daitan, vizem mutter b'dine mamonis. Avlim shase yayin she'e yachol ladin v'ligmar din v'odo yenu v'kirba v'lo sarme alav minalan. He says, all I see from the pasuk that tells me that when you're dealing with weighty matters, you're not allowed to drink wine, and that's only dine nefashos, says the tumim, that's telling me that when you're still in the process of the dine nefashos case, you shouldn't drink any wine at any point in the process. But in the process of a dine mamonis case, you can drink wine for dinner that night and then come back to court the next day. But it doesn't say anywhere that you're allowed to drink wine when you're actually paskening, that you can be drunk when you're actually passing. So how can Tosos come along and say, for Dine Mamonis it doesn't matter at all? Haraya, the Gemara only says when you're dealing with these most weighty matters. No, what the Gemara means by that it's only with the weighty matters, is in between, is during the in-between time. But when you're actually basking, for Dine Mamonis also you're not allowed to drink wine. So, Baruch Shalom, why should this be any different than Issa V'Heter? Issa V'Heter, you're not allowed to paskin if you have wine. What do you think is more complicated to paskin? Whether the chicken is kosher or not? Or whether this guy owes that guy money? There's so many details. Every Dine Mamonis case a rabbi deals with, or a dayan deals with, every case is different. The details are overwhelming sometimes. You know, some Issa V'Heter shaylas, you know, you've seen them one. There are 100 of them are the same. You know, you get one after the other. But the Dina Mamonis case is this one said this, and there was this assumed agreement, and there was that. Every detail is so critical. So you're going to tell me you need less clarity for Dina Mamonis than you do for Issa V'Heter? He says it doesn't make sense. Bekala dvar mischalf. It's so easy for things to switch. Vitzarich yishuv hadas l'maod, and you need a lot of yishuv hadas. So what's going on over here? So he says that maybe the difference between Issa V'Heter and Dine Mamonis is that Dine Mamonis typically is done with three judges. And it's atypical to have a Beis Din of three drunk judges. So probably if you have three judges, even if one of them has been drinking, the other two haven't. So Dine Mamonis has sort of a safety net. Because the guy is a brilliant guy, let's say. He'll throw out ideas, and he may be a little reckless in the way he's throwing out the ideas in adjudicating the Dine Mamonis case, but he'll be caught by the other two. The other two will say, no, that's ridiculous. Oh, that's brilliant, we should look at that. That's not so brilliant, we shouldn't look at that, that's just being absurd. And they'll be able to catch him. And so, when you're dealing with Issa V'Heter, Issa V'Heter, you're paskin your own. You know, Dine Nefashos, we have no problem with. We understand why you can't drink for Dine Nefashos. Dine Nefashos is the most important. The question was, why would it be okay for Dine Mamonis but not for Issa V'Heter? So says the Tumim, maybe the difference is that when it comes to Issa V'Heter, you only have one person paskening. When it comes to Dine Mamonis, you have three people paskening. And that's why the Medrash was about Shlomo HaMelech. The Medrash when it says, Al Yodim, don't on Dine Mamonis drinking, could be easily explained as if Shlomo was Dan Yechidi. In those situations where, and the Gemara beginning of Sanhedrin says that sometimes you could have Yachid Mumche, could be Dan Dine Mamonis. So it's not the typical thing is you'd have three Dayanim, but a Yachid Mumche, one single expert could be Dan Dine Mamonis. Yeah, if it's a Yachid Mumche, you can't drink. If it's Yachid Mumche, then it's just like it's a V'Heter. The whole idea to be Dan Dine Mamonis is only, we're having drunk is only if it's a whole Beis Din. Also, Pischei Tshuva points out, and the other Achronim point out, there's another difference between Dine Mamonis and Issa V'Heter. And that is that by Dine Mamonis, Afilu Shlosha Roei Baka, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if two people want to go to a Beis Din, they could choose whoever they want to be their Dayanim. They don't have to be experts in anything. If I say, you know, it's like an arbitration agreement. I agree that whatever this arbitrator says, he doesn't even have a law degree, he doesn't know anything. I trust his judgment. I like what he says. So whatever, and we both trust him. So we both will accept. Neman alayaba, the Gemara says. You know, they both say that we trust the same person. So that's all you need. So if they both go to the drunk guy and they both say, I trust the drunk guy, so who are we to tell them no? So if he's, I mean, there wouldn't be a problem of him being done dinim amnes if they talk to him in advance and they see, okay, he's a little tipsy, but hey, why not? You know, it'll be tipsy for him, it'll be tipsy for me, what difference does it make? So if they both trust him, so you can take even Roy Bakar. As opposed to Yisuf Heter, you got to get it right. Meaning, by dinim amnes, getting it right is not as important as getting it satisfactory to both parties. Which is an interesting idea, because there's a major discussion at the beginning of the Masechta Sanhedrin about pshara when it comes to dine mamnas. What's the ideal dine mamnas situation? So it's machlokas. One Tana says, and the group of Amram says, mitzvah livtzava. It's a mitzvah to make a pshara in din. And the other sheet that says, also livtzava. You're not allowed to make a pshara. Why would you not be allowed to make a pshara? So it makes a lot of sense that you shouldn't be allowed to make a pshara. God gave us a Torah, and he told us what the rules are. And when we make a pshara, we're saying, thank you very much, God, we appreciate your input, but we got this one covered. You know, we'll do it on our own. That's not a, why is that okay? That shouldn't be okay. Whereas the other opinion says, no, pshara mitzvah of tzoa, it's better to make a pshara. And the Gemara starts quoting psukim. What is mishpat about? Is it about shalom, or is it about emes? And that's what seems to be the core dispute. What are we looking to accomplish when we have a dinim amnes case? Are we looking to accomplish emes? Get to the truth, get to the bottom of what the absolute truth is, and the Torah is emes, whatever the Torah says is the absolute truth. Whereas, no, we're more interested when it comes to dinim amnes, that everyone should be happy, that everyone should go home feeling like they got a fair shake. So it should be shalom, should be the overriding factor. If that's the case, then pshara would be the mitzvah, then it would be ideal. Rav Soloveitchik has a piece where he suggests that pshara is a greater emes than din is sometimes, which is a very interesting idea. He suggests that since whenever you have a dispute between two people, no matter how much you think you're right, and in the rare situations where I get involved in dinim amnes cases, I only do it kicking and screaming, and like I don't know enough to really get involved. But so every once in a while, two people come and say, "No, we just trust your judgment." Like Roy Bucker, you know, you're our Roy Bucker. So in the rare situations that it happens, I found that both parties have been 100% convinced that they were right. Meaning, they saw it from their perspective, and they were sure that they were right about it. And totally honestly, not judging it, just completely, completely right about it. The nature of dine mamonis, Rav Soloveitchik says, is that whenever there are two people in dispute, there's nobody that's 100% right. One guy may be 50% right, and the other guy 50%, one guy may be 98% right, and the other guy 2% right. Pshara, what it accomplishes is it recognizes that there's no such thing as an absolute right when you're dealing with two parties that are in dispute with each other. So Soloveitchik thought that that's the greater MS, because Pshara recognizes that there's no absolute right. But the Pashas is not the way. The Pashas is Pshara represents Shalom rather than MS. So maybe this idea that it doesn't matter if the judge is going to get it right. Okay, so he's drunk. But as long as we're both happy, so who cares? As long as both Bali Din are happy, why should it matter so much if he gets it right in the first place? So that's a suggestion some of the Achronim have. Now, in terms of paskening the obvious, we said before, if someone asks me, am I allowed to kill? So let's say I drank my Kiddush wine, and someone asks, am I allowed to kill? So do I have to say, Rabbi Septimus, Rabbi Woodkin, go ask one of them. Maybe they didn't make Kiddush yet. I can't answer that. Shiloh, or do I, Rabbi Gortz, I don't want to leave anyone out. Or do I say, Rabbi Eliyahu, or do I say, no, you're not allowed to kill him. Pretty sure it says in the aside, let me check the Aron. Yeah, it's right there. Lo Sirtzach. You're not allowed to kill him. Pretty sure that you're not allowed to, do that. So that's the, that's the question. I often tell the story. I remember Rabbi Walter Wurzburg, who's the Chronal of Racha, after he had retired, someone came over to ask him a shayla, and he wouldn't answer it. He refused to answer it. I said, Rabbi, really, you won't answer Shaila? He said, maybe if someone asked me, if they told me they're contemplating murder, I would tell them that I think there's an issue in the Torah of Los Yirtzach. He said, short of that, I'm not, I'm retired. I'm not the rabbi of the shul. Okay, but so what about in terms of someone who's Shasu Yayin? So the Rambam, Hilchos Bias Migdash, Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam already. So the Rambam, source number 19. Just like Cohen's not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash when he has drunk wine, so too, no one is allowed to paskin when they're drunk. Afilu achal tamarim o shasachalav nishtab shadaito ma'at al yara, shtemar al horus es bnei Yisrael. But, says the Rambam, vim hora b'davrishu mefurish b'torah, if it's something that even the tzdukim know about, because it's explicit in the Torah, he asks, are you allowed to murder? You say, lo sirtach, you're not allowed to. Then it's mutter to pass on such a thing. Kigon, he gives an example. Shahara, this is a dafyomi coincidence. Today's up. Shasheretz tamei v'atzvardeya tahar. To paskin that the sheretz is tamei and the tzvardeya is tahar. V'adam asur, chiyotzi b'zadeh, you're not allowed to eat blood. That's mefurish in the Torah. So those things you're allowed to paskin, even if you're drunk. What if it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch? It's not mefurish in the Torah, but it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in source number 20, in Simon Reshma Beis, Talmud Shalei Gil Ara Amara Reza Shot of Rosh V'Gash Ruach, V'alav Nemar Kira V'chalal Mitila. First it tells us that if a Talmud is not Roy Lahara and he's paskening, so he's a Rasha and he's a Balgaiva and he's doing a terrible thing, then the Ramah adds, in the third line over there, V'yizar kaladam shlo yorek shushasa yayin o shard varma mishakrim, if you drink wine or any other intoxicating beverage, don't paskin, afilu bidavar pashut, even something obvious, imloshu davar borer b'poskim v'zil kri b'ravu. So it sounds like he's saying like the Ram, but he's really saying something very different. The Ram says, how obvious does it have to be allowed to paskin when you drink wine? It has to be something that's mefurish in a pasuk that even stukim would know about. It's not what the Ramah is saying. The Ramah is saying it has to be zil krei bei ravu. It has to be something that's mefurash, something that's a davar pasuk. Barur b'poskim. What does barur b'poskim mean? So the Ramah was in the infant stages of the Shulchan Aruch yet, so he couldn't say in the text, in the Shulchan Aruch, Bar B'poskim means the Rambam, the Rif, you know, the major poskim that everyone look at. If it's, a Rishon that no one ever heard of, that they found a manuscript or something, so that's not going to be something that, I was just having correspondence with my brother and a friend of mine, Rabbi Warren Sinneman, about something, about an issue, and I mentioned a tshuva Rav Moshe wrote about something, and Rabbi Sinman said, yeah, Rav Moshe definitely never saw this Rishon, it was only found and printed after he died. And my brother said, and if it was found and printed when he was alive, he wouldn't have read it either. Meaning, Rav Moshe wasn't interested in every Das Yachid and every Rishon and everything. He was interested in the mainstream. So that wouldn't be Barab HaPosim. Barab HaPosim would have to be, just because a Rishon said it, as someone had pointed out, not everyone that lived in the 13th century was as great as the Rambam and Rashi. There were Ramaratsim who lived in the 13th century that wrote books also, just like the Ramaratsim today that write books. They could have different people of different statures in all different ages. But the Ramah does seem to be broadening it to saying that it's something that's mefurash in Shulchan Aruch. Now in the Chedrei Deya, he says nowadays anything written is like a davar mefurash, and he says because the whole point is that you could find out afterwards. Meaning, as long as it's something that's readily accessible to people, it's not about how obvious the halacha is. Meaning, you could say that what the machlokas of Rambam and the Ramah over here is about is why is it that by a davar mefurash you're allowed to paskin when you're drunk? The Rambam may be viewing it as what the whole reason you can't paskin when you're drunk is because you don't have clarity of thought. You don't need clarity of thought if it's something that just drips out of your mouth. It's like the Kriyas HaTorah. It's something that just comes out. It's a pasuk that everybody knows. So you don't need to think about it. There's no analysis that's going to be involved. Whereas the Ramah may be worried about error. That it's not about that how well known something is, but how easily an error can be caught. If it's something that's mefurish b'poskin, well, then an error can be caught fairly easily. Then you'll be able to catch the error fairly easily. So therefore, it doesn't have to be something that tzdukim yodim, that even the tzdukim are molded to, and even the tzdukim know about. It just has to be something that's easy enough for us to catch. And one final issue, just to mention last minute, the Ramban counts it as a mitzvah, counts the iser to paskin while drunk as a mitzvah. But the Ramban has an arichus on this in terms of whether it should or should not be counted as a mitzvah. But again, no time for it now. The Mar Makomos are there if you're interested.